It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The World Health Organization says even people who are vaccinated should keep wearing masks to prevent the spread of the Delta variant of COVID-19. Dr. Anuj Mehta is at National Jewish Health in Denver.
This is another opportunity to highlight the absolute importance of getting vaccinated. The fewer people that can catch Delta means the fewer people that will spread it.
The state's vaccination rate is just over 50%. The state is adding $50 million to a fund to help students and workers disrupted by the pandemic. The Colorado Opportunity Scholarship Initiative is funded by federal coronavirus aid. The state will also spend more money on encouraging high school students to apply for college financial aid. Representative Lauren Boebert heads to the U.S. southern border today. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the visit with Donald Trump is Boebert's third trip to the border since taking office.
While most of her colleagues will be working in D.C., Boebert and two dozen other House Republicans plan to meet with the former president and the Texas governor at the border. The West Slope conservative and Trump acolyte has tried to draw attention to the Biden administration's border and immigration policies. It's become a go-to issue for many Republicans to criticize Biden on. The border with Mexico has been a political football for years. During the Trump administration, Colorado Democrats Diana DeGette, Jason Crow, and Joe Neguse each visited the border to see the effect of Trump's child separation policy or the conditions at detention facilities and border crossings. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Denver Center for the Performing Arts is returning to the stage with just announced live performances. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Live theater is coming back to the DCPA as soon as this fall. Starting with Wildfire, a new show about the East Troublesome Fire, the venue will slowly increase its productions. Next up, a busy holiday season will include A Christmas Carol and The Lion King, which is the first major Broadway musical to return since the pandemic. Other highlights include rescheduled performances of Hamilton, shows like Hadestown, and a number of musicals based on movies. Check out the full list at denverite.com. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon is open again. The freeway was closed earlier for a flash flood warning. Mudslides closed the freeway this past weekend. Rest areas and bike paths along that stretch of I-70 are still closed, and there could be more rain today. This is CPR News.